Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the schedule a call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Wayne Hunter. Welcome, Wayne. Today, we will be talking about augmented reality for everyday life.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to discuss the potential of augmented reality, especially its applications for everyday tasks.
Let's start with a fundamental aspect. Wayne, what are augmented reality apps for reading, and how can they benefit listeners?
Augmented reality apps for reading utilize technology to enhance the reading experience by overlaying digital content into the physical world. For seniors, these apps offer features such as text magnification, voice narration, and language translation, making reading more accessible and enjoyable. Whether it's books, newspapers, or restaurant menus, augmented reality apps can provide seniors with a new way to engage with written content.
Sounds like a game changer for listeners who love to read. What features should listeners look for when selecting augmented reality apps?
Listeners should prioritize apps with intuitive interfaces, customizable reading settings, and robust accessibility features. Features such as adjustable text size, high contrast modes, and voice control can significantly enhance the reading experience for listeners with visual impairments or other challenges. Additionally, compatibility with various reading materials and language support can broaden the app's appeal and utilitarian.
Are there any challenges listeners might encounter when using augmented reality reading apps?
While augmented reality reading apps offer numerous benefits, some seniors might find it challenging to adapt to the technology or experience the technical issues such as device compatibility or connectivity issues. However, with proper guidance and support, these challenges can be overcome, allowing listeners to fully embrace the benefits of augmented reality for reading.
That's reassuring to hear. Wayne, could you recommend any specific augmented reality reading apps that are particularly well suited for listeners?
Absolutely. Apps like OrCam Read, Seeing AI, and KNFB Reader offer powerful augmented reality features designed to assist individuals with reading difficulties or visual impairments. These apps utilize advanced image recognition technology to extract text from the physical environment and provide real-time audio or visual feedback, empowering listeners to read with greater independence and confidence.
Thank you for those recommendations. Could you explain what navigation apps using AR entail and how they can benefit listeners?
Certainly. Navigation apps using augmented reality combine GPS technology with real-time camera feeds to overlay digital direction into the physical environment. For listeners, these apps offer intuitive visual cues and turn-by-turn directions, making it easier to navigate unfamiliar places and maintain independence. Whether it's walking, driving, or using for public transportation, AR navigation apps provide listeners with reliable and accessible means of getting from point A to point B.
It sounds like a revolutionary tool for listeners who may face challenges with traditional navigation methods. What features should listeners look for when selecting AR navigation apps?
Listeners should prioritize apps with user-friendly interfaces, clear and concise directions, and customizable settings to accommodate individual preferences and needs. Features such as voice-guided navigation, landmark recognition, and offline map access can enhance the usability and reliability of AR navigation apps, especially in areas with limited connectivity or signal coverage.
Are there any challenges listeners might encounter when using AR navigation apps?
While AR navigation apps offer numerous benefits, some listeners may find it challenging to interpret the visual clues or adapt to using the technology while navigating. Additionally, concerns about battery life or data usage may arise. However, with proper training and familiarity, listeners can quickly become proficient at using AR navigation apps and reap the benefits of improved mobility and confidence.
That's reassuring to hear. Wayne, can you recommend any specific AR navigation apps that are particularly well suited for listeners?
Absolutely. Apps like Google Maps, Apple Maps, and AR City offer augmented reality features that enhance the navigation experience for users of all ages, including seniors. These apps provide detailed maps, real-time traffic updates, and AR overlays for navigating urban environments with ease and confidence.
Thank you for those recommendations. Could you explain what AR for home repair and DIY entails, and how can it benefit listeners?
Certainly. AR for home repair and DIY involves using augmented reality technology to provide step-by-step instructions, visual aids, and virtual models to assist users in completing various tasks around the home. For seniors, these apps offer guidance and support, making it easier to tackle projects such as furniture assembly, plumbing repairs, or simple home improvements. By overlaying digital information onto the physical environment, AR enhances comprehension and reduces the risk of errors, empowering seniors to take on tasks with confidence.
It sounds like a valuable tool for listeners looking to maintain their homes independently. What features should listeners look for when selecting AR apps for home repair and DIY?
Listeners should prioritize apps with clear and intuitive interfaces, comprehensive tutorials, and interactive 3D models that guide them through each step of the process. Features such as voice commands, gesture controls, and real-time feedback can enhance the usability and accessibility of AR apps for listeners, ensuring that they can easily navigate and complete tasks without undue frustration or confusion.
Are there any challenges listeners might encounter when using AR apps for home repair and DIY?
While AR apps for home repair and DIY offer numerous benefits, some seniors may find it challenging to manipulate virtual objects or accurately interpret the instructions provided. Additionally, concerns about device compatibility or technical issues may arise. However, with practice and patience, seniors can quickly become adept at using AR technology to tackle a wide range of home maintenance and improvement projects.
That's reassuring to hear. Wayne, could you recommend any specific AR apps for home repair and DIY that are particularly well suited for listeners?
Certainly. Apps like IKEA Place, Homecraft AR, and Magic Plan offer AR features designed to assist users and visualizing and executing home improvement projects with ease. These apps provide intuitive interfaces, comprehensive tutorials, and a wide range of virtual tools and materials, empowering listeners to transform their living spaces with confidence and creativity.
Thank you for those recommendations. Could you explain what virtual shopping using AR entails and how it can benefit listeners?
Certainly. Virtual shopping using AR involves leveraging augmented reality technology to create immersive shopping experience where users can visualize products in their own space before making a purchase. For seniors, this approach offers several advantages, including the ability to browse and select items from the comfort of their homes, visualize how products will look and fit in their living spaces, and make informed purchase decisions with confidence.
It sounds like a convenient and interactive way for listeners to shop. What features should listeners look for when exploring virtual shopping using AR?
Seniors should prioritize apps with platforms with user-friendly interfaces, realistic product rendering, and intuitive navigation options. Features such as size, customization, color options, and interactive product demonstrations can enhance the shopping experience and help listeners make informed decisions. Additionally, seamless integration with e-commerce platforms and secure payment options are essential for a smooth and hassle-free shopping experience.
Are there any challenges listeners might encounter when using virtual shopping apps with AR?
While virtual shopping offers AR numerous benefits, some listeners may find it challenging to navigate the virtual environment or accurately visualize product details. Additionally, concerns about privacy and security may arise when sharing personal information or making purchases online. However, many virtual shopping platforms prioritize user education and offer robust security measures to address these concerns and ensure a positive shopping experience for all.
That's reassuring to hear. Wayne, could you recommend any specific virtual shopping apps with AR features that are particularly well suited for listeners?
Absolutely. Apps like IKEA Place, Amazon AR View, and Wayfair's View in Room 3D offer immersive AR shopping experiences with a wide range of products, including furniture, home decor, and clothing. These apps provide realistic product renderings, customizable options, and convenient purchasing features, making them ideal choices for listeners looking to explore virtual shopping using AR.
Thank you for those recommendations. Could you explain what AR games and cognitive exercises entail and how they benefit listeners?
Certainly. AR games and cognitive exercise utilize augmented reality technology to provide interactive and engaging activities that stimulate cognitive function and mental acuity. For listeners, these activities offer opportunities for brain training, memory enhancement, and problem solving in a fun and immersive manner. By incorporating elements of gameplay and interactivity, AR games and cognitive exercise can help listeners maintain cognitive health, improve focus, and enhance overall well-being.
It sounds like a fantastic way for listeners to keep their minds sharp and active. What features should listeners look for when exploring AR games and cognitive exercises?
Seniors should prioritize apps or platforms with a variety of cognitive challenges and activities tailored to different skill levels and interests. Features such as customizable difficulty levels, progress tracking, and feedback mechanisms can enhance the effectiveness and enjoyment of AR games and cognitive exercises. Additionally, social features social media features that allow listeners to connect with friends or compete with others can add an extra level of motivation and engagement.
Are there any challenges listeners might encounter when using AR games and cognitive exercises?
While AR games and cognitive exercises offer numerous benefits, some seniors might find it challenging to adapt to the technology or experience frustration with certain tasks or activities. Additionally, concerns about screen time and potential sensory overload may arise. However, with gradual exposure and guidance, listeners can find activities that suit their preferences and comfort levels, allowing them to reap the cognitive benefits of AR technology.
Reassuring to hear, Wayne. Could you recommend any specific AR games or cognitive exercise apps that are particularly well-suited for listeners?
Absolutely. Apps like Luminosity, Peak, and Brainwell offer a wide range of cognitive experiences and exercises and brain training games designed to challenge and stimulate listener cognitive abilities. These apps provide engaging activities that target memory, attention, problem solving, and more, allowing listeners to embark on a journey of cognitive exploration and growth.
As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It's been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.